there at intel.com/inside.
Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Friday or his Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. Belated Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes. And I inadvertently said Friday there. I was thinking about last Friday's jobs report for April. Kind of ambiguous. More jobs created in April than had been expected by most economists, but the unemployment rate edged up a little bit. Explain, please, Professor.
How much time do you have, Wayne?
Oh, the rest of the day if you need it.
Yeah. No. Well, you're right. The jobs report for April was much better than expected. Let's call it what it is. There were over 240,000 new jobs created in the month of April. And no, it was not just all fast food jobs, as some critics have suggested. The professional services and healthcare and hospitality industries all showed big gains. You're right. The downside was the unemployment rate actually ticked up to 9% again. And how can that be? Well, one of the main reasons is those two facts come from two different survey samples, and the jobs numbers are generally considered a more broad-based survey and typically more reliable, less volatile, let's just say that. But it's also a simple fact, Wayne, that more people are coming back into the jobs market, and also recent college grads are joining the ranks too. So basically, we have to keep creating jobs at a certain level to even keep the unemployment rate stable. Wayne, another big news item from the weekend I wanted to get in here is that Greece is reportedly talking about leaving the European Union. That drove the euro down on Friday and caused several observers to kind of scratch their head, because that would almost certainly pave the way for Greece to default on its debts. Officially now, Greece denies the reports and continues to work through the difficult budget-cutting process, but that's something we're watching also over the weekend.
And the prices of certain commodities are alarming, silver, oil, others perhaps?
Yeah, let's talk about that. The commodities market and what happened last week was kind of crazy. Oil dropped about 10% last week, and silver, which had been on an historic run, dropped over 25% just last week alone. And it happened just when investors assumed that oil, gold, and silver would go up forever. They kind of cracked, and now the question is, how far down will they go? It's hard to blame some investors, because literally for the last month and a half, silver and oil have gone up almost every single day. Wayne, I know it's an old wives' tale, but when the cab drivers and the bartenders are telling you that something is a sure bet, watch out. So really, what happened all of a sudden last week? Really, it was a number of factors that coincided. The first of which was tighter margin requirements on trading on commodity exchanges. So that is trying to edge out some speculators. What is called demand destruction on oil, meaning when it goes up too high, some people just pull back. A stronger U.S. dollar led to that. And ironically, I read where the lack of new violence or lack of new reports of violence in the Middle East led to a softening in oil prices. And by the end of the week, the selling sort of fed on itself. But in general, commodity prices cooled off significantly last week and will probably lead to lower gas prices at the pump just in time for the Memorial Day driving season here in the U.S.
Well, that would be good. Just over 2.5 minutes to go. Let's talk about tax-free bonds.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you about that, and we just have never had time, but let's take a minute to do
that. Sure. This is a really big deal, Wayne. You may remember last fall when a well-known analyst named Meredith Whitney went on 60 Minutes, and she said that hundreds of billions, yes, billions of dollars worth of municipal bonds or tax-free bonds would go under. Needless to say, this caused quite a stir, namely because this market is really still dominated by individual investors. Real people, as I call them, Wayne, own nearly 40% of these federal and state tax-free bonds. Good news is, after a nasty sell-off in December and January, muni prices are up again. Now the news is full of stories of Congress potentially taking away the tax-free nature of these bonds, which really is their main selling point. It's easy to understand why. States and municipalities are still pinched from the recession, and they need revenue. Oddly enough, it's likely that even if Congress takes away the tax-free status, which is very far from certain, don't get me wrong, the value of existing bonds will likely go much higher, since investors are going to continue to seek out tax havens in what is soon going to be a rising tax environment here in the U.S.
You know, there was a poll, I understand, that showed 80% of the American people think the economy is in bad shape.
I saw the same thing, yeah.
Despite reports that jobs are being created at an increasing rate and other encouraging signs in the economy. Of course, there's still a lot of people out of work or haven't had a raise for some time, and they are feeling pretty pessimistic, I guess. But explain this perception versus reality thing.
It's a tough one, but I agree with you. I saw the same report. The study came from CNN Money that said that 80% of Americans believe the U.S. economy is in, quote, poor shape. Wayne, that's a huge number and not some rounding error. Despite the fact, as you say, that the economy has been growing since the middle of 2009, jobs are coming back better than expected this spring, people are still very edgy and tense. Why? Well, I mean, it's not too hard to figure that one out. The unemployment rates and the U.S. government's high budget deficit were the top two reasons given. Interestingly, gas prices were only third. I'm sure we can put in there also rising food prices and also uncertainty about health care. But now, basically what we're seeing, Wayne, is underscores a troubling fact that people are so divided and contentious, investors just don't know what to do. And then when they don't know what to do, they tend to hold on to their cash, which is exactly what they're doing now.
All right, time's gone for today. Thanks to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management. Talk to you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
This is Morning Edition from NBC.